Beloved radio friends, we greet you in the precious and the worthy name of the Lord Jesus. We rejoice in the privilege that we have bringing to our hearts through the week's message the blessings of justification from the Word of God. We will read again the premise of Scripture from which we are taking our messages, Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. What a joy it is to read these blessed, incomparable words of the living God. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. May God again bless the reading of His precious word, and by the Spirit give the ministry from it for the blessing of everyone. We rejoice in these golden chains of blessings that we find in the Word of God. That eternal goal which is the blessing of every believer who has been justified by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Their sins forgiven freely by God's grace, though unmerited, but through the redemption that is in the Lord Jesus and the finished work of His cross. And the only ground of that forgiveness, of that justification, is what you have in the opening words of our chapter. Therefore, being justified, and take the two words in, by faith. No other way, not by works of righteousness which we have done. By faith, and faith alone, are we justified before a holy God. I trust, my listener, that every one of us who may be listening can truly say, my faith has found a resting place, not in device nor creed. I trust the ever-living One, His wounds for me shall plead. I need no other argument, I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died, and that He died for me. Ah, what blessings we have found! They're all eternal gold. The first blessing was peace with God, the second standing in His grace, the third was rejoicing in hope. The fourth was the blessing of contentment, being able to glory and to joy even in tribulation, no matter the cost. Now we come to the fifth golden blessing, as we have it in at the end of verse 3, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. The fifth golden blessing, patience. Ah, beloved, I'm sure that you can recognize as we go down the list of these golden blessings. We have been also not only touching upon some, the first three that were permanent, but we can recognize those that follow are practical and experimental. The blessing of contentment while in trouble and trial. But now we come to the fifth golden blessing. And what is that? Patience, meaning endurance. May I point out to you that this golden blessing is really the result of the preceding one. Where do you get patience? I think of a dear young believer came to an older believer and said, my brother, would you please pray for me? I need more patience. And so the dear old brother said, I will pray for you. Let's get down now on our knees and we'll pray. And so they knelt together, and the dear old Christian brother prayed for the young man. And he prayed words similar to this. Father, please send this dear young brother trouble and tribulation. And the young fellow interrupted him. He said, brother, I didn't ask for that. I didn't want tribulation. I asked for patience. The dear old brother looked at the boy and said, son, if you want patience, you'll have to get it God's way. God says tribulation worketh patience. Tribulation worketh patience. My beloved fellow believer, you and I need patience. We all know it well. Ah, we do need that patience which only God can give us. And did not James, oh, how James in his epistle wrote of the fact that we should count it all joy when we fall into diverse or various testings. For let patience have its perfect work. For the end of trouble, that is the objective before tribulation, is what? To develop patience. And may I point out the meaning of that word patience in the original Greek text? It means endurance. And in the Greek text it suggests hopeful and joyful endurance. My beloved, here you can find something. Let me please point it out. Trials come into life that they might strengthen us. Let me repeat it again. We oftentimes wonder why we have trials. But may I say, brother and sister in Christ, trials of life, they are the source of increasing our spiritual strength, God permitting. Now let me read the words of James. Let them read them through in chapter 1. When James writes, "My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptations," and the word temptations means testings of all kinds, "knowing this, that the trying or the testing of your faith worketh patience, but let patience have a perfect or complete work, that ye may be complete and entire, wanting nothing." My beloved, this is a golden blessing when through as the result of trials we are strengthened. For they cannot destroy our hope. When you get into trouble, may I say very frankly, and I'm quoting very confidently the truth. Today I am hearing, as well as reading by way of correspondence and hearing by mouth, many, many Christians who confess that they are passing through deep trials, but who at the same time are confessing their blessed hope of the Lord's return is stronger. My beloved, I know there are many Christians today who are crying to the Lord Jesus in their struggles and trials of life, and even their physical testings. Even so, come Lord Jesus, what does it mean? Their trials are increasing their appreciation for the blessed hope that they have. The troubles that you and I go through in life can never destroy our hope. They can even make the hope brighter. For we know we are going to see the glory of God at the end of our lives. And so as you think of this golden blessing of patience, oh, it's a wonderful testimony to add to the Christian experience and life. And it's through tribulations. May I suggest to my fellow believers, as well as to myself, shall we not realize why the testings are to increase the endurance of Christian courage and Christian forbearance and patience of heart and soul? Patience. This is one of the golden blessings. Oh, I think of the Lord Jesus, of whom one is well written in poetry. O patient, spotless one, our hearts in meekness train, to bear thy yoke and learn of thee, that we may rest obtain. But let's go on to the next golden blessing. And what is it? And to patience, experience. Now, beloved, look. Here you've got a real golden blessing. And what is it? It's Christian experience. And it's Christian experience that has come as a result of passing through the storms of life and being tested and being approved by enduring them for the glory of God. Can I repeat again? Tribulations bring out Christian experience and will develop Christian experience. And in the furnace of affliction, let me quote the words of the dear psalmist in chapter 23, verse 4. You know the verse well. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. My beloved, in the valley of the shadows, of whatever form there may be in life, or even a death, what a blessed experience to know there's one with us. Thou art with me. Did not Isaiah write in chapter 43, when thou passest through the waters, God said, I will be with thee, and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee, and through the fire thou shalt not be burned? And I commend to my dearly beloved fellow believers the joy of realizing Christian experience comes by going through life's difficulties. Now let me quote the words of Paul. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 11. I'm going to quote them in a translation that I do value. I have learned in those circumstances in which I am to be satisfied not with myself but in myself. Let me quote it again. I have learned in those circumstances in which I am to be satisfied in myself. Now, may I remind you, the Philippian epistle is an epistle of Christian experience from the beginning to the end. Paul is writing true Christian experience in that whole epistle. And he himself has gone through it. And he testifies, I've learned. And that proves his Christian experience. He learned it. He was in the school of discipline, of trial, trouble, in those circumstances in which I am. And the circumstances was the place where his Christian experience developed. The greater the trouble, the greater the development as he went faithfully through. And then there was the proof of it, to be satisfied. Contentment. And what was his contentment? Nothing but Christ. It brought him closer to Christ. My beloved, may I say this. It's not the prosperity of your life and mine that will deepen your Christian experience. It's the adversity and the trials of life, the tribulation, that produces the Christian experience and brings us into a deeper walk of faith with the Lord Jesus. Oh, what a golden blessing. Oh, I raise the question, beloved Christian friend, this golden blessing of patience, this golden blessing of experience, through the valleys and trials of life, not through preaching, not through being in the public eye, but experiencing every day the testings, but doing it for the Lord's glory. This indeed is one of the golden blessings from justification. Father, bless thy word. Bring it to hearts, both of saints and sinners, for thy glory, in Jesus' name. Amen.